This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Parents reduced to mournful wails either from having their children returned or perhaps their child not being among the 28 released today in Nigeria after having been kidnapped by armed assailants from the Bethel Baptist High School. Over 120 were kidnapped on July the 5th. Church officials handed those children to their parents at the school in northern Nigeria on Sunday. 34 have been released or escaped. Nigerian Baptist Convention President Reverend Israel Akanji says over 80 others are still being held by gunmen.
Is practically the intervention of God. Because we have no power to turn the hearts of the people who took these children. And who only announced us what is supposed to take place to find them, we went and found them.
The gunman reportedly demanded about $1,200 for each student. Today is the day the U.S. House of Representatives began its hearings into the horrifying insurrection that took place on January 6th. Sagar Magani reports.
The House committee investigating January's Capitol riot has opened its first hearing with a focus on officers who were attacked.
I reported for duty at the Capitol as usual. Early on the morning of January 6th.
From there, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and three law enforcement colleagues described a day of horror. Rioters breaching the building while beating officers.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
The officers are testifying before a panel with just two Republicans appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has asked Pfizer and Moderna to increase the number of school-aged children in their ongoing clinical trials to determine if their COVID-19 vaccines are safe for kids under 12. The two drug makers are currently testing their respective vaccines on children between 5 and 11 years of age to assess their chances of developing rare heart inflammation conditions that have sometimes been detected in young people under 30 who received the vaccine. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to the disputed border town of Spin Boldak to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces, according to the Afghan media watchdog known as NAI. The watchdog said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown. An Interior Ministry spokesman said that the journalists had been charged with spreading propaganda for the Taliban after ignoring a warning from the government's intelligence agency not to enter the area. China on Tuesday hailed Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Wendy Sherman as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints, accusing the U.S. of trying to contain and suppress China's development, while America brought up its concerns about human rights and other issues and urged cooperation on matters concerning of climate change, Iran, and North Korea. Tuesday's slate of competitions at the Tokyo Olympics has been filled with a number of stunning defeats and setbacks over a variety of events. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, seeking to burnish her already legendary career, withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She then briefly left the floor with her coach, then returned to cheer on her teammates with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. With the loss of Biles, the Russians took the gold in the women's gymnastics, with the U.S. taking silver and Britain getting the bronze. Yet another upset occurred in the women's tennis as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, suffered a shocking 6-1, 6-4 defeat to Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic. And U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.